This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold.
News-wise, there's been a lot of action in Wisconsin this week. Joining us now to talk us through some of it is WPR's Assistant News Director, Noah Ovshinsky.
Noah, good to have you here this week.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, and happy Friday.
So what are the biggest stories this week?
Well, there was a few. The governor signed two pieces of legislation of note this week. The first dealt with Native American mascots, and the other delays really what is a major change to the state's Medicaid program, which was scheduled to happen January 1st.
Well, let's start off with the mascot issue first. What does this legislation do?
Yeah, this has been a very controversial piece of legislation. We've talked a lot about it here in the newsroom. And basically what it does is it changes the way school districts and the state deals with mascots and nicknames that people find offensive for any variety of reasons. In practical terms, we're really talking mainly, though, about Native American mascots. And before we can talk about the bill that was just passed, let's press rewind for a second and talk about what the law was before this new law came into effect. And basically, it used to be that people who found a certain mascot to be offensive, this is under state law that's maybe 3 years old, if people found a certain mascot to be offensive, they could file a complaint with the Department of Instruction.
Just one person could do that.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. They could file a complaint to the Department of Instruction, and the department could, you know, then hold a hearing based on that complaint. And this process over the course of the last few years has led to the dropping of a few mascots.
Now, did the governor give a reason why he signed it?
He did, and he said it was mainly an issue of free speech. He said, you know, people are free to really say what they want, and even if it's distasteful, he says, look, it's really up for people to show kids or others and educate them about how certain, you know, phrases and symbols and mascots, you know, can be offensive, but it's not necessarily, you know, up to the state to have a low bar for people to criticize them. The one interesting thing about this is, as I mentioned before, the Department of Instruction used to be in charge of this. Under this new bill that the governor signed, it now puts the Department of Administration in charge of these complaints. That's interesting because the DOA is an agency that the governor, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, controls. And the bill also establishes a much higher bar for people submitting complaints.
So in the old days, one person could do it and there you go. And now you have to have a petition, right?
Yeah. Now people who find a mascot to be offensive, they have to submit a petition with enough signatures that essentially equals 10% of the district's student body.
So that's quite a few.
Yeah, depending on the district, that could be quite a few signatures. And they also, the people who complain, also have to prove that these mascots are, you know, discriminatory in some way.
Now, my guess would be that this did not satisfy a number of people. What did critics say about the governor signing this bill this week?
Yeah, obviously there are folks, especially in the tribes here in Wisconsin, who had an issue with this new bill. And basically what they say, simply put, that it's just something that it essentially promotes race-based stereotyping. You know, why have these mascots these days? And they fear that it does promote that kind of stereotyping.
Well, let's move on to the Badger Care bill. The governor signed that. What exactly does that do?
So let's again press the rewind button for a second. Originally, under a plan that's been championed by Governor Walker over the course of the last year or so, on January 1st, 72,000 parents and caretakers whose income is just above the poverty level, they were supposed to be moved off of Badger Care, which is the state's Medicaid program, and onto the federal insurance marketplace that was set up under the Affordable Care Act. Now, at the same time, the state was going to add 83,000 childless adults who are below the federal poverty level to Badger Care. So there's some addition of people and then subtraction. And what really this bill did this week is it delays both of those things from happening until April.
Now, why did the legislature push for this change and why did the governor sign it?
Basically, they came up with a bill in response to the ongoing struggles people are having with the marketplace websites, as you might remember and as certainly I remember. When it was first launched a few months ago, the main government website wasn't all that functional. People were having a hard time signing up or even finding out about the insurance that was available to them. It was really a setback for the Obama administration. And since then, you know, the feds have been feverishly trying to fix it. They've brought in some folks from the tech industry to make this website work.
Now, putting the bill aside for a second, the governor's plan to move certain people off and certain people into Badger Care, that's been somewhat controversial too, right?
It has been. A lot of people who are advocates for the poor take issue with removing people off of Badger Care because they argue that these are folks who, even if they were to be moved to the federal marketplace, couldn't afford the insurance in the first place, even with government help, even with money from the federal government. They don't make enough money to afford it. And so people who are advocates for the poor, you know, fear that they're really going to have a hard time getting quality medical care if they're taken off Badger Care.
So what else happened this week?
Yeah, so really the other thing I would say is the job numbers. You know, these job numbers are released every so often, and we do talk about them here at the radio station. And I think these job numbers have become even more significant as we've seen the country as a whole improving. Also, we're now basically in the beginnings of a governor's race.
Right.
And of course, jobs are going to be a big part of that campaign. So basically what happened this week was what economists call the gold standard of job numbers. They were released this week, and what they show is really – a disheartening view of Wisconsin's employment picture, to put it frankly.
In what way?
Basically, what the numbers show is during the 12-month period ending this past June, private sector jobs increased by just 1% in Wisconsin. And if you look at the country as a whole, that puts us at 37th in the nation as far as private sector job growth.
Now, every region of the country is having sort of different, you know, numbers coming out. Some states seem to be doing well because of the oil and gas boom in places like North Dakota and stuff like that. But others have been better overall with their economies. How did Wisconsin compare, let's say, to Great Lakes neighbors?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you say, you know, some of these comparing states are like apples and oranges.
Right.
But I do think it is helpful to look at the Great Lakes states. We have, you know, relatively similar economies.
But it's right, though, that like if you look at a state where it's just off the charts, it could throw things off. Right?
Exactly. And you point to North Dakota. That's a perfect case. The oil and gas industry is just – it's booming. So let's compare Wisconsin to Michigan with these numbers. Michigan's growth – now, keeping in mind, our growth was 1%. Michigan's growth was 2.8%, and Minnesota was 2.1%. So both states had more than twice as much job growth as Wisconsin.
Has this been a trend in the region?
If you look at the last 3 years, I think you can say it's been a trend. Overall, Wisconsin added a total of 24,000 jobs in the 12 months leading up to June. The previous year, during the same time, Wisconsin added 38,000. And then the year before that, it was 40,000. So you see the numbers of additional jobs slowly going down.
Sort of a downward trend.
Yeah, it's
at a time when everything nationwide is going on.
Well, yeah. For the most part, many states are reporting, you know, as we see here, you know, percentages of 2% and above as far as job creation.
Now, you know, normally this time of year, the holidays and everything, you'd think nothing was going on. But the news department never sleeps at Wisconsin
Public Radio.
So what kind of things are you working on next week?
So even as people are celebrating the holidays next week, we've got several stories on tap for our listeners. Gil Halstead is working on a story that looks at the court rulings that could be coming down here in the next few months that have to do with abortion here in the state, more specifically the legality of a new law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at local hospitals, which, in fact, if you look at practically speaking, makes it very difficult to provide abortion services. So the courts will be looking at that. Gil's going to be reporting on that next week. Brianne Chasso is working on a story about an innovative dog shelter in La Crosse that takes care of dogs while their homeless owners look for a place to live. So it's a situation where, you know, this organization will essentially babysit these dogs. And once a homeless person finds a home, the dogs go back to the family. So a really interesting, nice, I think, holiday story. And I'd say the other thing, too, Sean Johnson sat down with the governor yesterday. And based on that interview, there'll be a few stories next week. And I don't want to give too much away, especially to our competitors. But I will say this. I'll show a little leg. One of those stories has to do with what the governor has planned for the state income tax for the coming year.
And that was something that was brought up this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The governor's expressed some interest in getting rid of the income tax and raising perhaps some other taxes to make up for that. Sean will be talking about that next week. And finally, Rich Kramer's got a story. He's going to be taking a look back at the weather of 2013. So as opposed to looking forward, Rich is going to look back. And he's going to talk about the weather of 2013, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. Does the news department have any sort of holiday traditions that they like to do around this time of year?
We work.
You work.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's
well,
it.
I'm glad you're working for us, Noah. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll talk to you again next week.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
That was WPR's assistant news director, Noah Ovshinsky. He's here every week to talk to us about what made news in Wisconsin and what's coming up. And speaking of coming up Monday on Central Time, we'll be speaking with a Madison area pastor who says the city is selling African Americans short. And if you're a big fan of nuts, it's a big nut eating season, I guess, right now. Well, we'll find out why nuts aren't just a delicious snack, but it turns out they're pretty healthy for you, too.
I think I can figure out how to make that very unhealthy, nuts. I eat too many nuts. I think if you eat a can of nuts, they're unhealthy. What do you think?
Well, especially if they're coated in butter and cinnamon and sugar the way I like them.
Yeah, me too. So we'll ask about that, I guess. We'll say how much, you know, even though they're healthy, how much should you really eat? And speaking of healthy driving, that is, you might want to be a little careful if you're traveling around for the holidays, if you're planning on going anywhere this weekend or anything. There is a... I think there's still some freezing rain possible in some parts of Wisconsin and the southern parts of the state. The high should be, you know, the 20s to lower 30s. We're expecting the snow really to come in. I mean, actually, through the day, there's a chance of some snow or freezing drizzle. But the real snow stuff's going to start happening tomorrow night and into Sunday. So that's really when it's going to happen quite a bit. And then cloudy on Monday. So something to keep your eye out on if you have to travel. Take it easy. Be careful. Drink plenty of fluids, all that stuff. You're listening to Central Time on is it a Friday?
It is a Friday, my friend.
It is a Friday. We have more of the show coming up in just a little bit. We also have the news from National Public Radio in just a couple seconds.
This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.